I haven't had too much to talk about as far as the weather lately, but that's changing now. There is a significant low pressure system on the Alaska-Yukon border. It is going to dive to the south, and then it's going to take a turn to the southeast and eventually to the east. The biggest problem, of course, is knowing exactly where it is going to make that swing and exactly what the track will be after it swings to the east. More than likely, we will get some snow out of this. There is a chance that we will get quite a bit. One thing that is more certain is that it will get colder late next week. Even that is subject to the track as far as how much colder we're going to get. If we get a significant snow and we get a fairly direct hit from this high pressure system behind the cold front, it's gonna get really cold, and I would not be surprised to see minus 30 at night next weekend. Now, one of the things about this is the high pressure area is coming down fairly far to the west. So Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, all those places will be cold and may even see some snow. But for it to be cold out there means two things. One is that it will take several days for the cold air to modify once we do get it, because it's not just one of those backdoor fronts that comes from the north or northeast. Comes in, you get a couple days of cold weather, and then it moves away. This would be moving in from the northwest, and it will take a while, then it has to move away. So we will have several days where it's pretty cold. Also, it's meaning that it's going to be quite cold for us, because with that coming down so far to the west, those places, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, those places are getting cold weather, even though they will be on the warm side of the high pressure area and getting downsloping, which actually warms the air. So you can imagine what we're going to get on the cold side of it, and where there is also no downsloping. We don't have any mountains to the northwest of us that would allow any warming of this air. And if we have a lot of snow on the ground, if we get more, then it's really going to be chilly. But I will have more on this as it develops.